worst audio ever, but welcome to this week's episode of No Rehearsal with me, myself, and I. And my setup, if you've been watching, you know that I have not gotten my setup like situated since I've been back from like a 2 month long internship in Texas. So I started trying to set, you know, everything up, and it's, I've got a cute spot, you know, back on the couch in the apartment for it, and like Nick helped me get everything together, but we forgot that my cord that like connects audio to like my video automatically snapped. And so we ordered another one and accidentally ordered the wrong one. So that's why I'm not using the mic again. I mean, I could just like edit audio and video in, but I kind of thought this would be fun. I used to love watching Drive With Me's, and I've told you, if you've also been watching, and then we'll get into the episode. I get distracted, man. Okay. So I've also been like wanting to do a weekly vlog along with the podcast, and I've actually already started on my second vlog, but the first one, I kept trying to edit it on iMovie because, like, you know, I filmed the vlog on my phone. I mean, you know, iPhone cameras are not that bad, and I just thought it would be way more like simple, you know, because we're literally just going along the day together. And so I couldn't get all of them to upload into iMovie, and so I'm like, what in the world's going on? I don't know. Finally, last night, I was trying it again because I was like, I'm about to start a whole new one and to either post second or in place of that. And like, I got them all in, and so I was like, oh, this is like good. So I have like half of it edited, but yeah, so we'll see like if that one gets posted and this new one I'm working on both. Like, I love, you know, vlogs, and in one of, yeah, it was in the first vlog that I'm like in the process of editing, I said like, this is so crazy, like, because my phone's on like a car tripod, and I used to love watching Drive With Me's and just different, you know, vloggers on YouTube and what they've been doing. Oh, I've got to get like over, and I haven't driven these roads in a while, but yeah. So if you're just listening to this, I'm in the car, I'm on the way to meet a friend for lunch, and okay, sorry. So it's a little bit of a different scenery, but I think it's really fun. I love going on car rides, talking, and just, I don't know, it's one of like the most therapeutic things ever for me. So if you are like, if you like that too, then maybe I should start doing more of these, or just leave them for the vlogs. I don't know. You let me know, whatever you like. We're also about to go under such a long tunnel that actually goes underwater. So we're going underwater together in about pretty soon here. Okay. This week's episode is the last episode in the relationship series, which is really crazy considering, like, I remember just starting it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we just started the relationship series, and then I just announced like, oh, we're gonna do a series now, because I don't know how else to do this, and now it's almost over. So I hope you've enjoyed it so far. This last episode in the relationship series is going to be about how we can have relationships that sometimes go unnoticed with, like, or we sometimes think they're unnoticed, but like, it could be with just a random person that you walk out of a restaurant and they're walking in and you smile at each other, you know, like that type of relationship where it's like, it's not really like a deep one, but it's more like you can still make someone's day. Like, how can, like, why does that still matter? Because it does. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people don't consider, you know, like, their cashier a, like, person they have a relationship with. But I've had so many experiences in, like, just different places where when I've gotten to talk to whoever might have been working or whoever might have been also there, it's just been really good. And, like, sometimes you realize, oh my gosh, it's such a small world, you know? Sometimes that makes you realize that. And it's really foggy today. Like, you cannot even see the, like, tall building hardly, and I'm glad I'm not coming back from Daphne, because that way is like back-to-back traffic. Yeah, I'm going across the bay. It's so, usually a beautiful drive, but it's kind of a nasty day today. Oh my gosh, the causeway's backed up too. Look, there's a lot of people coming like to the beach for spring break, and they think that they can cut through downtown Mobile and like go across this way and go to the beach. It would be like a shortcut, and I guess right now would be a good time. This might be people coming back because it's Friday. Yeah, anyways, I was in a grocery store the other day, and somebody, like the cashier actually, because we got to talking, she was like, yeah, it's so crowded downtown because people know that the interstate is backed up, and so they're wanting to cut through downtown, and then now it's backed up down here. So yeah, it's been a little crazy, but I just noticed that. But anyways, so yeah, I feel really deeply for, like, for example, it's one of my pet peeves when people like don't say thank you if somebody opens the door for them, or like if they don't, if they're just not respectful to people and they don't appreciate the little things someone does, like, and not everyone is raised around that. So I get, like, some people just don't know to do things like, you know, use manners, or like maybe if you get up from a table, like push your chair, like at a restaurant, like push your chair under before you leave, or like kind of stack your plates and stuff. And also people have different ideas about that. Like, you know, I've been to a restaurant before and somebody was like, why are you like stacking your plates up? Because that's their job, you know, like they're getting paid to do this. But like, I've just always seen that and done that because I'm like, and I like doing that because it's kind of helpful to somebody else. But, you know, I'm also kind of a people pleaser. I'm kind of like, I like to help people, and some people have different, you know, things about them that they like to do and just don't really think about that. So it's not necessarily like, oh, good versus bad. Like, no. It's more so just like, I'm just letting you know we really can make a difference in somebody's lives, because people have made a difference in my life by doing just little things, you know, like a little comment just to keep me going. Like, for example, I had a meeting with a teacher like right when I got back in school. It was this past week, and we were just talking and stuff, and she was like, you know, whatever you want to do in life, Ava, like, you just keep trying and you're gonna get there. And that really just kind of, like, we had never, like, I had never met her in person until I got back. I had been Zooming in while I was in Texas for the class, and so I just had never met her. And just that was very encouraging for me, because I mean, she has no idea, like, really what I'm doing in my time, but like, she saw something in me to like say, and she acted on it. Like, she didn't just think about it, she like said it to me. And that's why I want to, that's just one of the many reasons I want to make this episode, because it's like, sometimes you even think of a compliment. Like, I've thought before, when this, it was like a bride's group, was it was like bridesmaids and like people walking by me, and I wanted to say something. Like, I wanted to be like, woo, like, y'all look so good. And if I was alone, I probably would have. But I'm just gonna be so honest with you. Like, I was with Nick and I didn't say anything because I was like, what if they don't respond or whatever, and then like it's gonna make me look weird and stuff. Okay, but then somebody else we were with said it, and they were like, woo, like, you know, yeah, because we were with like a group. So I don't know, I just kind of was like, what if they don't respond and they think it's weird, like, then I'll just be like, I mean, that's happened to me before, so that's why I have that in my head. But then the other girl we were with, she said it, and she said what I thought about saying. And so it's like, if you don't do it, there might be somebody else that will. And also, it ended up working out. Like, and that probably made their day. Like, that literally probably made them just like, and I didn't tell them this, like, y'all are the first people I'm telling, because I just feel like that's relatable. I feel like somebody out there can relate to that, because I'm not the only one that thinks that, because I'm pretty outspoken usually. Like, I'm pretty introverted too, but I'm not, you know, afraid to, like, in situations sometimes I'll talk, you know, like if I don't want it to get awkward or quiet or whatever, so I'll want to talk, or I want to like talk to make someone's day, or, but you know, for some reason I prefer doing it when I'm by myself, and I'm not really sure why that is. I wonder, do y'all have any idea Because usually if I do stuff like this, it's, I don't know. But my point is, it's when I'm by myself. But my point is, like, people have made an impact doing that for me. And I want to do that for others more. Because sometimes people are just so down on themselves. And they're just like, you know, I don't have anything going. Nobody's proud of me. Like, I don't have anybody. Whatever. And sometimes they just need someone to smile and say, like, good job, or like, hey, I like your shoes, or, you know, even little comments like, okay, here's one. I was told when I was younger that I was, I went to, like, a friend's house, and, like, somebody there was like, oh, you're awkward, because we were, like, taking pictures, and I don't know why I remember this, and it doesn't bother me now or anything, but it was like, oh, you look so awkward, or you're so awkward, haha, you know, and I was just like, haha, then, but it really bothered me, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, I look so awkward, like, what, and so in situations, I always, growing up, I would kind of feel like, what if everybody thinks I'm freaking awkward right now, you know, and when that just really wasn't the reality, but then when I got older, you know, like, I've had compliments on things that I was insecure about, whether it was, like, my personality that kind of, like, you know, debunked the, like, awkward thing, or something else. Sorry, I was getting out of the lane if you're in my car. This is Hennessy, by the way. We're with Hennessy right now. My old car is Penelope. I do miss her, but I do love Hennessy. This one's a boy, but I do miss my girl. Okay. But, yeah, so, like, those things kind of, like, debunked the way that I felt, I guess, about, I don't know, those comments, because I'm like, okay, well, some people don't think this, you know, it's not everyone, and I don't know, and that might not even make a whole lot of sense, but, like, I've heard examples kind of like that before, where it's like, sometimes just a little comment really might mean more to someone than you know, because what if they got a comment that, somebody's told them that something that was the opposite of what you gave them a compliment on. Well, in turn, that compliment that you gave them could totally reshape their thinking, because it's deeper to them than you might realize. And so that's why it's, like, so important, you know, even if people don't respond, like, even if I did be like, well, y'all look so good, girls, like, y'all are killing it, like, so whatever, you know, even if they didn't say anything back, I still shouldn't let that affect me. Like, that's not on me. Like, I gave someone a compliment, or I could have given someone a compliment. I could have hopefully helped them, and, you know, I missed that opportunity, I guess. And I'm a little early to this lunch, so I'm gonna do a little circle. But yeah, that's kind of just why it's so important. Like, let's say you go to Target, you know, because some people are like, well, who am I supposed to do this with? Like, where is really a good time? Like, let's say you go to Target and there's, you know, a super sweet lady, or somebody that you might just kind of have a feeling like maybe they just need somebody right now or something at the self-checkout, and you just kind of talk to her or compliment her shoes, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a fake thing. And I'm not saying I do this all the time. Like, this is something that's just, I know that it can really, you can make a difference in the lives of others more than you realize, and others can make a difference in your life. And so I feel like we really, as people, really need to have each other's backs. And yeah, so let's say there's a sweet lady at, you know, that's a worker at Target, an employee, she's working self-checkout. That's great. Let's say that there's another employee and she's stocking stuff up, you know, like, let's say she's doing a good job and everything's turned, like, facing the front. Like, that's something. Or just little things you notice, it might just come to your heart or come to your head. And I just want to encourage someone to not be ashamed to actually, like, act on that, because it's just, it can hold you back. Like, that's fear. That's literally fear. And that's not good. And that's not, let me get a sip of my coffee. Okay, let's say there's somebody standing outside in, this is an example because this actually happened. So let's say there's somebody standing outside and you're in the drive-thru and they're taking your order and it's pouring down rain. Well, I was in this situation like about a month ago maybe, and I was like, oh my gosh, they have you out here in the rain, like, you're doing so good, like, thank you so much. And you know, she was just like, yeah, like she acted like it was no big deal. And, you know, that might have just been like nothing to her, like it's not a big deal. Or she might really have appreciated that and was just trying, like she's just a really hard worker and, you know, so you never know. Like, and so there's a few people who've done things in my life that have really, I don't know, it just touched me. Like, it's made a difference in how I view myself or view things, or I love words of affirmation, you know, and I want to go back and tell those people, kind of like that nurse. If you have watched more of my episodes, you know, in the past, like I've talked about this nurse that helped me through my first panic attack. Like I went to try to find her, but I couldn't find her. I thought I saw her, but I'm not sure if it was her, and I never got to tell her. But like, you know, what if one day somebody comes back to you and is like, hey, I passed by you in this random stairwell and like we were in high school together and I never really saw, like I knew you and like we followed each other on Instagram, but like we never really talked, and you just told me I was doing a good job and you had a good attitude and it really just gave me that motivation I needed to keep going another day. Or, you know, my family's been fighting really bad and since you were opening up about that and I overheard it, or, you know, whatever, like that inspired me to like open up about it. You know, things like that can really help people. That's why you can make a difference. What you do on this earth, like, it really matters. It really, really does. And it's, I know that sounds so like, a lot of people are like, it really doesn't matter. A lot of people are putting that in our heads, saying like, we're so small, compared to everything. And I've seen the videos on TikTok. And in some ways, you know, those videos have good intentions. They're kind of trying to be like, you know, don't stress too hard about X, Y, or Z, because it really just doesn't matter that much in the long run. But like, just because we're so small and like the earth is so big and the world and like the universe and the galaxy, all that. But I believe that our lives matter, or else like what's the point of us being here? And I believe there is a point, like I for sure, because everything here is so, I mean, things are really imperfect, right? Like there's so much stuff going on that's not perfect, so much division and all. But like low-key, y'all, can we agree, like everything on this earth, like that God made, it's for a reason and it's perfect. Like just the fact that like the sun is just, you know, hot enough and like bright enough and all, it's just the detail is so beautiful. And like, you know, God can use us in so many significant ways. Like think about people who have just helped so many people and whatever. Like it might have been a grind. Like they might have been working for years before they had anything, or they might have been lonely for years before, you know, they were married or whatever the situation might be. But like God still used that, and God can do so much. Like yes, you have to realize, like yes, our, and I'm kind of like figuring this out as I'm talking, I don't know if you can tell, but like you have to realize that, and I have to realize that, yes, what we do on this earth matters. However, our eyes and like our hearts still need to be fixed on like heaven. Like we don't need to take earth too seriously in the fact of like all, everything good's gonna be here. Like I want this and this, and like I'm only going to be satisfied from this earthly thing. That's different. I'm talking about like our actions, how we treat others, what we spend our time doing. Like those things really can help us now, can help us after we die, can help other people, can help, you know, just all of these different things. And I don't know, I just really feel like if we're doing a relationship series, this has to be talked about, you know. Like it might be somebody, I don't know, that's a different waitress at a restaurant you're at, and you just notice how hard she was working, and it was like super late at night, and you know, you can just see how she's probably tired, but she's doing a great job. Just saying like, hey, I recognize that, that means a lot, because some people really feel like their hard work goes unnoticed, and some people really just need that, like, oh, no, they do see it. Like, it's not just like, I am doing okay, you know? That's what I wanted this episode to really be about this week. It just kind of like others, random people passing by. I was gonna name it People Passing, but then I was like, that might sound like passing away, and my blinker won't stay on, and I just didn't know if that was a good title. It's kind of People Passing By, because that just kind of covers it all, like people on the road, or like people, and you'll see like so many funny, like, or good, or encouraging, or motivating, or it just could be anything, or it could be not a good situation, but it's still worth it to try, because you know, we're all breathing the same air. Like, I just think it's important. It might be a random person on the elevator, on an elevator. I'm just trying to give you like examples of what I'm talking about and how this actually could play a part in, you know, your life, because it's important to be nice to people. And so, and I know that, see, like, a lot of people think that all jobs might have like bad people there or hard people to deal with, and that might be true to an extent, but I just feel, you know, for the people who've had like horrible things happen to them at work, because work should be a safe place. And the thing is, because you have to do it, you have to have money to live, you know, and we as people can change that. Like, if we see somebody mistreating someone at a hotel, now if the service is bad, that's different, but it's like sometimes at a restaurant or at a hotel or at an apartment complex or something, people are so rude to like the employees, when the employees have nothing to do with the particular situation. Like, yes, the guests might be unhappy, but if the service is good and the employees are doing what they can, then like that's so unnecessary. And even if you're an employee, it could be the other way around. Like, the guest is trying to be nice and the employee is just like not even willing to cooperate or try or give any effort. That's not okay. And you know, I feel like that is, but that's us doing these things. And I feel like we can all be good. Like, I don't know. Like, we can be good to each other. Don't you want to be treated good? Like, treat others the way that you would want, you know, them to treat you, I guess. Like, obviously, I know, like, doing to others you would want them to do. That's the golden rule. But, like, I don't know, I'm really big on like treating, you know, being nice and kind to yourself. And I think that's really important to do with other people too, because it really can make someone's day. It really can make your day too, when you know that like someone's wanting to keep going another day because of you. Like, that would be such, I mean, I would hate that somebody even didn't want to keep going in the first place, but it's like, that's such an honor that I could, you know, play that part in your lives or in someone's life or whatever. But that was what this episode was about. I guess I'll stop now. I'm almost at the restaurant, so I'm about to eat good. Let me know if you like this kind of style. Uh-oh, I'm going out of the lane again. This kind of style, like driving and talking, or if you're like, no, like, save this for the vlogs. I need you like on the couch or in the closet or somewhere, you know. But I love you so much. Please like and subscribe this video, or just, please like this video and subscribe to the channel. I did not say that right. Okay, I'm in the lane. What is going on? Dude, I'm actually in. Okay. Uh-oh, I need another sip of coffee after that. After, like, everything. Okay, well, I love you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or a week or weekend or whenever this is, or your spring break if that's what's going on. And I will see you in next week's episode, or in the vlog if I can get it freaking posted. All right, mwah. Bye.